Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. The goal to be happy throughout our days is a very high one for most of us, if not all of us, at least all of us that are listening to this podcast. But how do we do it? There's a lot of theories on how to be happy, but how do we really maintain happiness throughout our days and throughout our lives? In today's podcast, that's what we're going to focus on. How to be happy throughout our day, no matter what's happening. Some listeners may be going through cancer treatment right now. Some of us may be unemployed. Some of us may be lonely and wishing we were in a relationship. Some of us may be sad because a dear loved one has passed. And some of us may be leading a fairly stable life, but wishing we were happier. How do we do it? How do we maintain happiness throughout the day? What's the trick? The good news is, getting this concept won't be hard. Understanding how we do it won't be hard. Doing it will be more challenging, but how we do it is actually quite simple. Let's start with our state of happiness. Why aren't we happy? The main reason we're not happy is because we're in our heads. We're thinking about things. Things in the future that we want or don't want. Things in the past that we wish were different and didn't happen. And because we're stuck in the past or in the future, we suffer. We create stories. Sometimes our stories are about wishing things were different. For example, I hate my job. I hate my job. I just want out of my job. I hate my job. Or sometimes they're about trying to figure things out. Like, why did my husband have an affair? What caused him to cheat on me? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with him? And all day long, our thoughts bombard us. And this is what's keeping us from being happy. When we aren't bombarded by thoughts, when we're just living in the present, we're happy. But when we have these thoughts, they can take us away from our natural state. So I am arguing that our natural state, when our thoughts are still, when we're quiet, is happiness. The easiest way I can prove this is try meditation. Try to learn to meditate. At first it may be challenging, but with time it does get easier. And what you'll find is when the mind does get completely quiet and there aren't any thoughts, we're happy, we're peaceful. Every meditator will tell you that. But if you can learn to meditate yourself, that will be the best proof that our natural state is one of happiness when our minds are still. But of course, we can't meditate all day long, and that's why though meditation is fabulous, it doesn't keep us happy. There are meditators who aren't happy. They're happy, they're peaceful when they're meditating, but the second they stop meditating, all their thoughts come rushing back, and they're back to where they were before they started meditating. But even if you're not a meditator, let me use another example to show how our thoughts keep us from being happy. Let's say you just broke up from your boyfriend, and you're really sad. Really sad. But if you go with some friends to a movie and you watch the movie and it's a good movie, during the movie, that sadness will abate. It won't be there and you'll be happy. Now, the second you walk out of the theater and start thinking about the breakup and the loss, that unhappiness may return very quickly. But during the movie, when you weren't thinking about the loss, you were happy. Now, the key question here is, but how do I do this? How do I keep my mind still and be happy throughout the day? Is it even possible? And the great news is, yes, it's very possible. We can maintain a happy state throughout the day. Any of us can. And if we maintain it throughout the day, guess what? We'll maintain it throughout our lives. But here's the key factor. And let me first start with an analogy. If you're a weather person, can you predict what the weather's going to be like 2 months from now? Even a week from now can be challenging. But tomorrow isn't too hard. And today, right now, is easy. You just look up at the sky and say, what's the weather like? You could be a pretty predictable weather person. But what we do, like the weather person, we're constantly trying to predict what's going to happen 2 months from now, 2 years from now, 10 years from now. But weather, for us, is like happiness. right here, right now, the weather is always happy. We live in happy weather. Because even when there is struggling, as long as we don't create stories, there's always something beautiful to be with. Again, let me use an example to illustrate this. We get up in the morning and we drive to work. Or if we don't work, we're going on a journey. Okay, we're in our car, and what we're not doing is we're not driving. We're thinking about things. We're thinking about all kinds of things. And most of them we've thought about hundreds of times before, but we keep thinking about them. Our worries, our fears, our desires, they bombard us. And like the weather person, we're trying to make predictions. We're trying to fix things way out in the future, where really, all we need to do is focus on right now. So, we're driving. We can put on the most beautiful music and listen to it while we're driving. We can look out and see the plants go by, different signs, different faces on people, and really enjoy our journey to wherever we're going. But what most of us do, we're thinking, we're not driving. So we miss out on life. We miss out on the beautiful drive that we have right now. And let's say, metaphorically, someone cuts us off. Now we can, of course, and we will initially be slightly upset by that. But again, we have a choice. We can stick with that upsetness, or we can say, well, I'm going to listen to my beautiful music and not let this person affect my day. Right now, I can do that. I can do that. I can't predict if 5 minutes from now or 5 years from now, I'm never going to get in an accident and get killed by one of those crazy drivers. But right now, I can listen to my music. That's all I need to do is drive and listen to the beautiful music I have playing in my car. So this most effective way of maintaining happiness throughout our lives is to get really focused on the here and now and stay out of the future. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. Yes, we have to make plans, and we do make plans, but they may take 1% of our time to do that. It's the same way with feelings, things that we have to work on. When there are struggles in our life, again, they really take 1-2% of our day to effectively deal with it. I mean, I am a clinical psychologist. I help people get well. And for a person to get well, it doesn't take that much time. Actually, if they spend too much time trying to get well, it doesn't go well for them. Because then they're just creating stories in their head and actually adding to their misery. What we need to do is, throughout our day, be present. Be focused on right here, right now. Right here, right now. If all we're focused on is that, we can be quite, quite happy. So how do we do this? Let me paint a picture of it. We get up in the morning and we take a deep breath. And we just breathe. We don't have to think about the day. Our day's planned. So then we just say, okay, now what do I need to do? So most likely for many of us, it's going to be getting ready. Perhaps with time, I can convince us to meditate for the first part of the morning. It really is a great way to start the day. But if we meditate and then get ready for the day, the getting ready for the day will be in presence. When we get up and have our cereal or make our coffee, we just do that. We're just eating our cereal one bite at a time, really focusing on the taste. It's a newness. It's a freshness. I know you may have had the cereal 100, 1,000 times, but eat it with just pure awareness, pure presence of, wow, what does this taste like? Put the spoon down. Taste it. Then take the next bite. Wow, what does this taste like? Put the spoon down. Then taste it. With every task in the morning, we do the same thing when we're brushing our teeth. We really are present with brushing our teeth. We just brush our teeth. And then when we get dressed, we just get dressed. We focus on how it feels for the clothes to go over our skin. We focus on the colors on our clothing. When we're brushing our hair, we feel the brush go through our hair. And then we're on to the next adventure of that day. For me, it's taking my kids to school. And I often, often point out to things to them on the way to school. Did you see that flower? Did you see that bird? Did you see that person? Do you see that beautiful cloud? It's helping us to be present throughout the day. Now, this may sound challenging, but again, we're doing it throughout the day. We're not focused, can I do this for the rest of my life? We have no idea. We're not worried about the future. There's just too many variables that can affect the future. But right now, like the weather, we can be happy. We can be in happy weather anytime we want to be. But we have to do it now. Once we start trying to make predictions about the future, good luck, because it changes. And the sad thing is, when we're in the future, when we're stuck in thoughts, we're missing out on now. So the key factor here is to be happy throughout our days and ultimately throughout our lives. We have to just focus on what's happening right now and do that. Do that well. And then life unfolds beautifully. Beautifully. So I want to challenge all of us. It may be hard at first, but with time, this skill of living in the present, living in the now, can really be a key, the key factor to living and having a happy life throughout our lives, no matter what's going on. Thank you for joining me on this week's Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn a lot more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. And if you are interested in learning more about how to meditate, please go to my podcast on meditation, www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. If you prefer to read, I also have books and blogs and articles on meditation and how to be happy at these websites too. You'll see the links there. So until next time, accept what is, love what is.